judge to stop the AG's use of a special grand jury. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Virginia school leaders share their concerns when it comes to academic performance among students. I'm Melissa Howell.
What's going on with that Capitol tour on January 5th of last year? We'll talk to CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane at 7 o'clock.
After a Wall Street swing, the bear has gone back in his cave.
A tornado rips through a town in Michigan's lower northern peninsula.
There were buildings that looked like they just got flattened.
Russia claims Mariupol.
A pyrrhic victory for Moscow at best.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A nail-biter on Wall Street and then a turnaround. CBS's Steve Futterman with the latest.
It was a roller coaster day on Wall Street. Stocks were dramatically down for most of the day until a big rally in the final hour. At the closing bell, the Dow, which at one point was down more than 600 points, wound up with a gain of more than 8 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The main concern right now is with inflation near 40-year highs and the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates.
The late rally does not diminish those worries. The Dow had its eighth straight losing week, the first time that's happened since 1923. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 9 points, the NASDAQ fell 34, and the S&P 500 closed up a half point. A tornado has torn through a small community in Michigan's northern lower peninsula, flipping vehicles, tearing the roofs off buildings, and causing other damage. This man was in a Gaylord, Michigan fast food restaurant at the time.
When the debris started hitting the windows in the Taco Bell, and the guy that I was having lunch with, he was yelling at me, "We gotta get out of here."
Michigan State Police say the twister caused some injuries. Because she supports abortion rights and the Catholic Church does not, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is barred from receiving communion. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone let Pelosi know in a letter that he made the decision because she has not publicly repudiated her position on abortion. Russia claims it has taken full control of the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. It's where Ukrainian soldiers and civilians held out for nearly 2 months at a steel plant under relentless bombardment. CBS News military analyst and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
Russia's claim it has now captured the Ukrainian city of Mariupol must be viewed as a pyrrhic victory for Moscow at best. It is a strategic port on the Sea of Azov and the largest city Moscow has captured, but the Russians had expected success in this operation in a few days. It's taken them over 80. And there are still reports that pockets of resistance remain.
A day of tears, memories, and goodbyes in Buffalo, New York. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
After days of public grieving, the first funeral was held in private for Hayward Patterson, one of the 10 people killed in the mass shooting in Buffalo.
He was a good father.
Family and friends described the 67-year-old church deacon as a kind man who gave elderly shoppers rides to the top supermarket where the shooting took place.
Now this.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
7:03 here on WTOP, Friday evening, May 20th, 2022. Quite hot, 87 in Chantilly, maybe down to the 60s overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Liz Anderson. The top local stories we're following this hour. This is something you're hearing first on WTOP. The day he took office, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered his attorney general to investigate Loudoun County Public Schools' handling of two sexual assaults in their high schools. Attorney General Jason Miaris formed a special grand jury, but now the school board is suing to shut it down.
The school board is seeking an injunction to stop the use of the special grand jury. The suit claims the governor Governor's executive order went beyond his authority and is a fishing expedition, and it says Attorney General Miaris is unlawfully using the special grand jury. The board says it's only intended for local prosecutors, not the AG, and only for criminal matters, not policy ones. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed has focused on the LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
A spokeswoman for Miaris tells WTOP Loudoun County Schools said they'd cooperate. She adds this is the latest attempt to prevent the citizens of Loudoun from learning the truth, and the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate and asks, what are they hiding? And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty details of this controversial story on tonight's episode of the DMV Download. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 7:05. There's more reaction this evening to a scathing Virginia Education Department report.
report showing the Commonwealth schools are doing a poor job of teaching children. WTOP's Melissa Howell reports on big concerns around an achievement gap.
Expectations in academic performance has been on the decline across Virginia. That's according to a report released by the state's Department of Education.
We don't believe the data points fairly reflect the good work that teachers are doing in school divisions.
Ben Kaiser is the president of the Virginia Association of School Superintendents and says there are a number of data points that have to be considered, like students who earn industry certifications. School leaders say there are now plans to revise academic standards and focus more on equal access among students.
We want to know more about how the General Assembly and the policymakers will find tangible ways to provide students all of the things they need.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Four pedestrians were hit by a car just before noon today in Annandale. One of them, a woman, has life-threatening injuries. Everybody was taken to the hospital after the crash on Maple Place just off Columbia Pike. The driver of the car and a passenger were also hospitalized after the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally stopped in a parking lot. Jennifer Lemus lives nearby. She tells our news partners at NBC4, speed can be a concern.
This road can be really busy, but I was telling him that, you know, we've never witnessed someone get run over or anything like that, but lots of car speed.
Fairfax County Police tell WTOP the collision does not appear to be intentional.
Now, 7:06, are you feeling the heat this evening? We've got the upper 80s, even hit 90 or 91 in a few spots. As we go through this weekend, it's going to feel like 100 degrees or more. You'll want to be mindful of the potential danger that comes with such intense heat and humidity.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
VDOT hopes to make things a little easier on you as you drive over Memorial Day weekend. It's suspending highway work and lifting lane closures along interstates and other major roads in the Commonwealth starting next Friday at noon and running through noon the following Tuesday. But VDOT says some semi-permanent work zones will stay in place during this time. You can find a full listing of those sites on VDOT's website. Experts say holiday weekend traffic will reach pre-pandemic levels, with the worst of it happening between noon and 6 p.m. next Friday and Memorial Day and midday Saturday and Sunday of next weekend.
Straight ahead here after traffic and weather, the January 6th committee is racing to interview more high-profile witnesses.